It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you're listening live to Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I am glad to be here. I just watched Skype go around in a little circle loading for probably about 9 or 10 minutes. It just didn't want to load on my computer. And I checked it, I don't know how many times today, to make sure that I was up and running. But you know how these things go. Technology is always fun, that's for sure. Today has been energetically a little, I don't know, here and there and all over the place. And I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go for a walk. And that's what I did. I sat on the beach for almost 2 hours. It was so beautiful. I had my feet in the water. The water was warm. It was very strange, but very beautiful and very peaceful. I decided to just sit there and have an hour and a half, 2 hours of nothingness and just calmness and grounding. And it felt really good. I hope that all of you are having a good day. I'm trying to log on to Facebook to see if I can see all of you. I might have to go over to my phone. Today, we're continuing the conversation on energy. And, you know, we're talking about where your energy is and why it's so important to be mindful of that energy. You know, it's, you know, because the universe doesn't respond to what you want, it responds to the frequency that you're on. If you're vibrating with fear and guilt or shame, you will attract more of the same. But if you're tuned into love and joy and abundance, you'll pull those same vibes in and you'll start to see it in your 3D world. That's for sure. And, you know, does it happen right away? Yeah, it does. It actually, you can flip the script really quick. Does it go in a direction that is always perfect? Never, never goes in a straight line, because the one thing that we always have to remember about our lives here as souls living a human existence is that we have to take our soul contracts with us, right? So there's always going to be things that we as humans living that 3D version of ourselves consider to be a hassle, or we consider it to be I'm not doing something right because, you know, I'm reaching for good energy, but here I am experiencing wonky energy and I'm experiencing issues, right? But that's never the truth. Yes. Welcome back, everybody. We're live again. Just, me and Jay are just laughing about Skype is just a shit show today, but you know, it is what it is. You just got to keep moving, right? I just feel like the energy is like that lately. It's just with our best intentions, you know, trying to move forward, things just get wonky. And I feel like we have to really grab a hold of ourselves within this kind of energy. And I know I've had to. There's been some things that have been happening in my life that have been really difficult. You know, I'm running into all of these little hurdles that I have to jump over, and really being forced to trust in the plan that the universe has for me. I mean, obviously, you know, I still have to get up and, you know, do my daily thing and, you know, participate in life. But it's just been really wavy energy. And I think that, you know, today's a perfect example with, you know, me and Jay going back and forth with the Skype. It's been happening all day. And it really is a testament to, you know, having to go with the flow and just be in acceptance of things. And, you know, that's what I was going to say before we got knocked off air, is that, you know, even though we have the best intentions and we're keeping our energy in a good place and, you know, we're grounding and we're meditating and we're redirecting our thoughts to better places, sometimes things do go awry. You know, perfect example, I just sat on the beach for almost 2 hours grounding in the most beautiful energy and meditating. I did some yoga. It was a very zen 2 hours. And I come back and the energy is wobbly, right? I can't get on Skype. My Skype won't load. Then Jay's Skype is having a problem. You know, it doesn't mean that life is going to be in a straight line and everything's going to be perfect. It just means that no matter what, we've got to be able to pull ourselves into a space that is constantly redirecting the energy and saying, the energy's wonky right now. It's taking our soul contract with us. That's what it is. It's realizing that we are here having this dual experience, and that life is going to be smooth sometimes. There's going to be smooth sailing. There's going to be green lights. And sometimes it's going to be wavy. And sometimes you're going to have stop signs, and you're going to have the universe, you know, stopping you and redirecting you into different places where you have no freaking idea why the universe is doing that. But that's really what it's all about. Combining your 3D life with your soul is being in full acceptance of everything that arises in the moment. And I know that sounds annoying, right? Like, oh, I got to accept everything, Christina. Yeah, you do. You know, you got to just move into a space. You can get angry. You can get mad. That's perfectly normal. We're going to do that. But it is really about redirecting and just being in acceptance. I mean, it just makes life so much easier. You know, I've caught myself many times this past week, you know, thus far. It's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday, guys. And I've caught myself getting annoyed at when something's not going in a straight line. Like, you know, I fill this paperwork out, and I want all the correct answers, and I want things to just go smoothly. But it's just not happening that way. You know, there are these little irritating things that are popping up that, no, you need this, or no, you need that. Like, I thought that I was done. I'm going to closing on my house on the 30th. And I swore that I checked off every single thing that had to be done for this closing to take place on the 30th. And, you know, there I am looking at emails and getting phone calls from the attorney's office saying, you forgot to do this. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I actually did that. And they're like, no, like, we need it in writing. Like, I know you did this. Like, my entire closing is being held up by a red light ticket right now, $180 red light ticket that I paid. But I have to have it in writing, right? So it's like, okay, how do I do that? Give me directions on what I need to do to get this in writing so that the closing will, you know, take off on the 30th and there'll be no problems, right? So yeah, stupid things like that, right? So I go onto the website and I'm trying to take a picture of the satisfaction letter. And they're telling me I don't have an account. I didn't pay it. Meanwhile, I paid it like a week ago. It's just, you know, annoying things like that, that I'm just like, okay, let me step away from this for a minute. Let me just step away from it. You know, in Suffolk County, they can indeed hold up the sale of your house for one red light ticket. I cracked up laughing. I'm like, really? $180 ticket's going to hold up my closing? Yeah. So, you know, stupid stuff like that where I have to just laugh and not move into that place where, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. This is so stupid, blah, blah, blah. You know, I went there for a minute and I had to release myself from that and just say, you know what? The universe is definitely testing my patience right now. And I'm just going to laugh through it. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to get it done. Everything's going to be, you know, it's going to work out. It's going to be fine. You know, that's how we do the work, is we realize before we have to catch ourselves before we go off the deep end and we start moving into that space where we're inviting more such things to come into our lives, right? Because when we flow with that energy of nothing ever works out for us, then the universe says, oh, wow, she likes it when things don't work out for her. Let's just throw her more bullshit, you know? So we have to take a deep breath and catch ourselves. And I love it because I get the gentle reminders from my significant other who, you know, just because I've reminded him and he just looks at me and says, remember, it's going to be okay. I love it. I love that so much. But yeah, so getting back to the energy game, I mentioned in a video that I put up this morning when I was letting you all know that I'd be on air today live, that energy is a pretty incredible thing to play with. When we decide to look at life I always tell people, don't look at life upside down. I tell myself that all the time, right? We could look at life in a way that we talk about how terrible everything is, or we can look at life in a way where we're a little more optimistic, right? And, you know, I always say, like, in the morning, check in with yourself. Are you looking at life in the right way? You know, are you joining in on how terrible it is, or because that's a really popular thing to do with family and friends, right? To talk about how terrible things are. And you know what happened to me today, and this happened to me, and this person said this to me, and blah, 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 blah. We all get caught up in that, you know? So always take an energetic check-in of yourself and look around you to see who you're spending time with. And are these people bringing you joy and laughter into your life most of the time? Or is it just a total bitch fest every time you get on the phone with them and you're talking about negative things? These things all matter. They all matter. You know, what are you spending your time doing? You know, are you leaning? I mean, listen, life can be redundant, life can be boring, life can be all of those things, but you have to take a check-in with yourself and see where it is that you're spending most of your time, energetically. You know, it really does matter. And I also said something in the video about how where we are energetically can really show through on our physical appearance. And this is something that I'm able to grab a lot of people with. You know, like, why think positive all the time? It never gets me anywhere, you know, people. But when I start to talk about how the energy we reside in changes your physical appearance, and then I get people's attention, especially women, right? And it's true, because if I look back at pictures of myself when I was in my early 40s, I literally look older then than I do now in my almost mid-50s, 54 years old. And you say, like, how is that possible? How do you look younger now than you did 10 years ago? And it's because of the energy space that I was in then compared to where I am now. So energy really does, and you guys know that this is true, because when you're stressed out and when you're constantly in flight or fight mode, it shows on your face. It shows in your physical appearance. A lot of people will gain weight as a result of, I'm one of those people who gains weight when I'm stressed out. Some people will lose a lot of weight. I know people that happens to, where they get super skinny when they're stressed out. So you know that stress and your energy field definitely affects the way that you look. You know, people will see me and they'll say, like, I don't get it. Like, how do you look better now than you did 10 years ago? Or, like, you know, like, you have such a glow in your face. And the reason being is because I spend a lot of time grounding and meditating and watching where my energy is. I'm a person who plays with energy all the time. I'm aware of where my energy is. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't fall off sometimes, because obviously I do. But I make that the number one thing in my life, is to be very aware of where my energy is, where I'm putting it, what I'm putting my energy into, and where I'm residing on the scale. That is my everyday thing. The minute I open my eyes, I start stretching, I'll do some yoga, I will purposely navigate in a place where I'm like, where is my energy right now? You know, where am I at? You know? And a lot of the times I wake up very happy. I don't even have to adjust my energy. It's just a default thing, because your body gets so used to residing in that type of energy that it becomes a default switch. And I remember years ago, I would say that it's a default that I wake up and I feel like sad, or like afraid, or like problems are running through my head. Like, that was my default switch. But now it totally flip-flopped, because I've had that practice for so long, where I've worked on my energy very diligently. So we do get there. It's just that it's like anything. It's like, you can't expect to be, you know, lose weight in, you know, 5 days. Like, you know, I'm gonna go on a diet, I gotta lose weight. You know, I'm gonna be 20 pounds thinner in 5 days. That's not how it works. So the same thing with your energy. You have to put in the time and the repetition, and you have to get your body used to residing in a different energy field. And believe me, in the beginning, it's not easy. When you start standing guard over your energy field, it's not easy. It's really not. Because a lot of the times we don't realize that we are hooked into these certain relationships or certain ways of being by default, that our energy is so off, right? We don't even realize it until we start checking it out. And we're like, wait a minute, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not telling you to lose friends over it. But what I am saying is to keep boundaries and to look at where you are energetically on a daily basis. And in the beginning, it'll be tough, but you know what? You have to just keep redirecting. And I promise that if you're hanging around with people of that similar mindset, it gets a lot easier. It really does. And listen, and if you're not, and you find out that you're completely surrounded by negative Nancy's, and I shouldn't use that name, because the one person I do know that's named Nancy is one of my favorite people in the world. But if you're hanging around with people that are negative and in that place of they're always looking at the downside of life, it's not that you need to walk away from people like that, but you need to put up boundaries and you need to start redirecting, right? Redirecting the conversations. And I know that that's difficult, because I know that sometimes I get around people like that and they look at me and they're like, oh my God, you know, they try to pull me to their energy, but your energy has to be stronger than that. And when you're residing in a higher frequency of energy, just by default, those people will climb with you rather than you sinking down to their lower energy field. Okay. And if that can't happen and you're starting to get annoyed, then obviously you have to walk away at some point and just take a break from it. But you know, sometimes we're around people that we have to be around, right? At work situations, or you know, their actual family members that live with you. That, you know, that's a difficult one. But yeah, I think that we have to always keep an eye on it and redirect. All right. So hang on a second. I want to see if I get in the chat room and say hello to everybody. Let's see. All comments. Let's see. Hey, John, how are you? Nice to see you. Renee is here. Wonderful to see you. Hi, Suzanne. Wonderful to see you. Miss those walks on Cedar Beach. Isn't Cedar Beach amazing? I love it so much. The water was so warm today. It was so beautiful. It was just so peaceful. I was like the only person on the beach, which is such an amazing thing. I was watching all the seagulls catch fish, and it was just such a peaceful, amazing time. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask them in the chat room. I'll be taking your questions. let's see. I don't know. Facebook never wants to show me all the comments. I don't know why. I probably just don't know how to navigate it. Let's see. Let's see if we got any new comments. Hang on, guys. Let's see. Nope. I don't know. Facebook is just as fun as Skype at times, that's for sure. Yeah. All right. So how do we start to move into a space where we're able to calm our central nervous system down? Because like I said before, astrologically, you know, we just came out of eclipse season, and we had those two back-to-back eclipses that kind of shook our lives up a little bit, right? We've had, you know, so much going on astrologically that it's drumming up a lot of our pain from our past and putting a lot of things in our face that we need to, that we literally need to face. And when we're going through those types of, you know, that type of energy that's out there in the atmosphere, especially for those of us who are, you know, super sensitive, we're empaths, how do we keep ourselves grounded and in a good energy space when all of that funkiness is in front of us? And I say that you have to double down on your meditation. You have to double down on the walks, the peacefulness, and really do an energetic check-in of where you're at and, well, you know, what happened today? Like, what was I involved in today? You know, that brought me to this place. What shook me up? You know, and kind of take a little bit of a look around and understand, like, you know, this is what is bringing me to a lower vibration, you know, and take notice of those things, because when we take notice of those things, it's easier to start to process and understand, like, all right, you know, I'm gonna have to make changes here. I'm gonna have to pivot a little bit. And also, you know, I really feel like since this last eclipse, there has been a lot of phone calls that I'm getting where people are like, a lot of my clients are experiencing like something that I've been experiencing very deeply, but I really didn't have a lot of words for it. I really wasn't quite sure what was going on, but it was almost like we're trying to use the mind and the brain to rationalize things that are going on around us, but it just wasn't working. It just like every time I would try to figure something out and have a plan in my mind, it just wasn't working. I was just kept hitting more walls. And I think that right now in this current energy, if you're hitting walls and things are just taking two, three times to do, and it really is about your soul wanting to guide you and for you to leave the mind behind, which sounds crazy, right? Because the mind is a very useful tool. Like, none of us could live without our minds, obviously, right? And there are times, you know, where the mind, like I say, is very useful, but sometimes it's not. There are some places that we are going, a lot of us collectively in the collective, that we are going and we can't take the mind with us. We just can't. And I know that sounds strange, but we're being led by our souls and by our hearts and not our minds. You know, like you might try to figure it out, but you can't, and you feel confused and you feel like I'm not getting anywhere with trying to super focus or obsess over this, right? I can't make a plan in my head, nothing works out. That's when you know that the universe is leading you towards going forward with your soul choices rather than logical choices. So that opens up a whole can of worms of like, well, this doesn't logically seem like it would work out, or this doesn't logically seem like you know, this is going to be a good plan. But you know, the soul rarely leads us into places that are logical, you know. So a lot of us I know are experiencing a place where our soul is in control rather than our minds. And that's purposeful. You know, that's a purposeful thing. I know that that's happening to me lately. And it's like, all right, you know, I have to trust. I have to move into a space where I'm following my soul and not so much my logic right now. And that could be scary for sure. You know, that could definitely be scary. All right, let's see. Let me jump back into the chat because I'm seeing that there's more comments, but I can't open them for some reason. Let's see if I could try to do that. Let's see. Wow, Maria Morales. Hello, Maria. That's a blast from the past. How are you, sweetheart? So nice to see you in the chat. Very nice to see you. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I think that when we feel super confused and we're in a place where nothing is panning out, no matter how much we're thinking about it, chatting about it, trying to figure it out logically, we're trying to use that 3D all human side of us to navigate through waters lately. It's not working for a lot of us because the soul is just like, nope, you're going to make decisions based on your heart and soul right now. And you're not going to listen to the chatter of what other people have to say or other people's opinions. A lot of us are moving into a space where, for once in our lives, we're actually making choices that are going to be beneficial to ourselves, and we're not adding a ton of people into the equation. So, a lot of us, when we're making decisions, we're we're bringing it through the filter of our tribes, our families, and what's going to be best for this person or that person, and we're putting ourselves last, right? But a lot of us, after this eclipse, you know, a lot of us have come to this awareness of, have I ever lived my life via what I want and not other people? You know, am I just living my life the way that my family think I should live my life, or society thinks I should live my life? We're all kind of in a collective way coming to that. And I've been hearing that from so many people, and I definitely feel it in my life. There had been some decisions that I had to make just like a month or two ago, that were not really popular decisions, you know, that, you know, or I thought maybe wouldn't be popular decisions, but later found out that everybody kind of was like, yeah, you know. And I think sometimes we're afraid to live from our own truth because we have to pass it through everybody else and get approval. And, you know, I think that that's a really beautiful thing. And if you're experiencing that right now, breathe through it, because you know what, it's going to work out, and you're going to come on the other side of it, and you're going to be so glad that you made those decisions. Because so many of us are just like, oh, I'm so done with having to consider this, that, and the other thing before making a decision, you know. And I know that I felt really free when I was making those decisions. I didn't feel like the most popular person when I was doing it, but I feel free, you know. And I think that a lot of us are taught by society and by our families, you know, to live our lives that way, not to live from a place of doing what's best for us. And I hope that all of you are moving into that space right alongside with me, where you're making decisions that are more in line to what your soul is saying to you. You know, I hope that all of you have that privilege, because it's such a beautiful way to live. Yeah. So nice to see you, Maria. Thank you so much, Maria. Same, right back at you, sweetheart. Right back at you. All right, let's see. Oh, Facebook is showing me comments. I can't believe it. That's miraculous. All right, let's see. Just scanning to see if anybody asked any questions. Hang on, guys. So nice to see all of you. I really appreciate you guys jumping in the chat and saying hello. Yeah. So I want you guys to think of energy as a bank account. Okay, the energy. We wake up in the morning with a clean slate every single day. Did you know that? That every single day we wake up with a clean slate. And the amount of energy that you have within you, you get to choose where you put that energy all day long. And you get to choose to replenish your energy as well. So I know that everybody says, you know, oh gosh, you know, I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to walk. I don't have time to do yoga. I don't have time to go outside and ground. Like, who doesn't have 5 minutes to put your feet in the ground, right? And if you're one of those people that says that, then you need it 10 times more than the average person who is doing it, right? You know, and when I find myself saying that, like, oh, I don't have a minute to myself, even like I'm in the middle of this incredible move right now. I just moved. I was living with my boyfriend at his house. We just moved his house. Now we're in my house, and my house is closing on the 30th, and we're about to embark on another move. There's no time for anything, right? But I'm pushing myself forward and finding the time, even if it's just a quiet 10-minute meditation, listening to some peaceful music, or singing bowls. I always tell Alexa to play singing bowls. I got to be quiet. She'll start playing them. That's such a peaceful vibe to bring your body into. Like I said, I was able to get out and, you know, get a walk today and really enjoy that today. You really have to put yourself as priority. You know, in society, we don't prioritize ourselves, right? We're in the grind, we're working, we're taking care of children, we're taking care of our significant others, we're, you know, whatever we're doing. Running errands, going to the store, making phone calls, answering emails. We all have things that we have to get done during the course of the day. But we're not here in the United States. We don't really prioritize our self, our energy and taking care of ourselves. And self-care is not something that is on the top of the list for a lot of us, and putting ourselves first and really taking care of that is so essential, because you're running around and running yourself ragged. You have no energy by the end of the day, and you're not good for anybody at that point. We're snapping at people, we're yelling at our kids, our significant others. We're just moody people. We're not fun to be around. So, it's super important for us to really keep an eye on that energy bank. And remember, it's like a bank account that you start out with a nice amount of energy in the morning, and you get to pick and choose where you're going to spend that energy. And I want everybody to, if you're new to the energy game, or you've been at it for years, I don't care, but I want everybody to wake up in the morning and make a mental note of, I get to choose what I'm going to drain my energy with. Am I going to drain my energy today? Am I going to get on a call and gossip with my friends? Do you know that that drains your energy? You're damn right it does. It drains your energy. Am I going to be offended by every little thing that comes my way? That drains your energy. It not only drains your energy, but it places you in an energetic field that just brings you more and more. Those are energy grids. I don't know if you ever heard that term before, but they call those energy grids. Think about in the morning, what energy grid am I attached to right now? Where am I omitting my energy? What kind of energy is going into my body right now? And that's not to beat yourself up or to go even lower in your vibration. That's not what that's for. It's just to take a check-in. So let's just give an example. If you wake up in the morning and you're feeling shitty, and you're feeling like, oh my God, I'm really vibing in a very low place. I don't want you to, jump into a meditation, because that never works, right? I don't want you to, try to talk yourself out of it. I don't want you to do affirmations, nothing like that. I just want you to respond to where you're at in a way that says, all right, you know what? My energy's pretty low right now. I'm just going to have to accept that. I'm going to have to accept that that is part, that's taking your soul contract with you. That's part of the human experience. That's part of being living in a dual universe. That's all part of it. I'm just going to accept that right now my energy is a little on the low side right now. I'm vibrating in a place that it's not so great right now. And I'm just going to be in full acceptance of that, because I wonder in this vibration what I'll be taught. Because there are many things that the universe is trying to show you. But also, if you don't build a wall of resistance around the energy you're in, you can move past it a lot faster. So anything that we try to push against will push us even harder. Right? Because we've all tried that, right? We've all tried to jump out of a certain energy, or we've picked up bad energy. I could just have somebody text me who's in a shit mood and just go on a rant or whatever, and I start to absorb that into my body. But at that moment, I'll make the choice to, and that's not mine. I don't want that. No, thank you. And sometimes it'll take me over, right? But I will be in full acceptance of it. I accept this. And anything that we accept will dissipate, right? And listen, are there going to be days where you just have a shit day and that everything's going wrong and you just can't pull yourself out of it? Yeah, of course. Of course. And that's nothing to get down on yourself about either, because there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. Sometimes there are these days where we can't pick up our energy off the floor, but I promise you that it won't last forever. And just accepting it and kind of letting it take you over is the better thing to do. I know that that sounds counterproductive, but I really think that sometimes there are messages that are contained within that. I've done that many times where I'm just like, nah, I'm in a shit mood, and I'm just going to kind of embrace it and just accept it. And sometimes it'll last, you know, for a few hours, and sometimes it'll just go away. And I don't even realize it, you know, 10, 20 minutes later, I'm laughing and I'm moved on and I even forgot about it, you know, and sometimes not. But I think that us trying to fight that kind of thing or berate ourselves for it is counterproductive. You know, it's like sometimes we just have to accept it. And usually for me, it just dissipates. And sometimes it doesn't. But you know what? I accept that too. And then later on, I'm just like, oh, wow, you know. But I think some kind of awareness comes in through our acceptance. Accepting everything that arises in the moment is really another way of saying being present, right? So a lot of the times when we're stuck in bad energy, what we will do is try to get out of it or, you know, really try hard to focus on other things, and it just gets worse. But I think that just accepting everything that arises is the answer. Yeah, you know, whatever, it is what it is, you know. It's, you know, today I'm feeling low, you know. It's part of the human experience. It's part of the 3D world. You know, I can't be happy 24/7. I can't be smiling all the time. You know, it's not, you know, it's just not a normal thing to be like that all the time, right? So acceptance is really the key to leveling out your vibration, for sure. And, you know, when I say take your soul contract with you, what that means is the acceptance of duality, the acceptance of us being, having this human experience in the 3D world, our souls being present within our bodies in this human life that we're in. You know, it's like that, that's really what it is. You know, it's like we can't lean too far to the spiritual side and forget about our humanness, and we can't lean too much to the human side and forget about how vast we are as souls. There's got to be some kind of balance, the scales of balance, right? That Libra energy. We have to be able to be in full acceptance of both. Because you're not getting rid of your humanness. You're in a human body right now. And you're not getting rid of the fact that you're this vast, amazing soul. You're not getting rid of that either. So you have to have the mesh. You have to mesh the both of them. And you have to be in full acceptance of, gosh, there are so many beautiful miracles that happen in this world, you know, there. And there's the human funkiness of shitty things happening and, you know, pain. But there's also such beautiful parts of being human, you know, having the ability to love and to be loved and, you know, experience being in this human body and walking on the sand and feeling the sun on your face and, you know, all these amazing things that we experience as humans and all these amazing things that we experience through that vastness of ourselves, being these souls that live forever and, you know, interchange into these different lives, and we shed our bodies, and, you know, it's just, all of it is such a miracle, and all of it is so beautiful. We can't forget that. You know, we get so bogged down by being human, you know, that we forget, you know, how amazing our lives are, and how lucky we are to be in these bodies, right? We have to remember, you know, we have to constantly remind ourselves of what a miracle life truly is, you know. And I get reminded by that all the time through looking in the eyes of, you know, children and my beautiful grandsons and my children and the people that are in my life, my friends, and the love that I share in this wonderful relationship I'm in, and you know, all of those things. We look at life upside down way too much, you know, and that's okay. You know, sometimes we get lost in that, but just remember to remember, just remember to pinch yourself a little bit, you know, and say, you know, I have this bank of energy Christina told me about, you know, that I get to choose how I'm going to spend this energy during the course of the day. And am I going to spend it? Am I going to exert all my energy by being angry or yelling or, gossiping and saying, nasty things about people or, judging people and all that stuff. And believe me, we all do that, right? But think about that. Think about that energy that you're gifted with every single day. And think about the benefits of looking at life in the right way, not looking at life upside down. We're going to go there sometimes, but like Louise Hay said to me, 80% of the time I'm able to stay focused in that beautiful energy, right? It's like you have to remember the benefits that, come to you in your life by spending more of your time in a lighter frequency. Life is just more joyful and more peaceful. And if you get to the point where like you just don't care, like things turn upside down, things happen, and you're not, it's not that you don't care, it's just that it doesn't go through like a knife, right? It just doesn't. You're just like, that's life. Things like that happen. We'll move past this. This too shall pass, right? That's a really, big thing to say in the spiritual community, but it's so true. It really is. This too shall pass. We'll be okay. We'll wind up, things always work out. Life can be rough. Life can be difficult at times. Life can be painful at times. Life can be really scary at times. Life can be miraculous and beautiful and full of love and compassion and miracles. And it's all of those things. It's an all-inclusive journey that we are here to experience on this earth plane. And, I wish for all of you to move into that space where, you're not turned upside down by every little thing. And if you find that you're irritated and you are navigating in those waters right now, you can jump a timeline so quickly to move out of that, just by surrounding yourself with better energy and, listening to some peaceful music, watching some nice things on television, going for that walk, grab your dog and go for a walk, move the body, but check in with yourself. Energy is really fun to play with and to see when you change your frequency and you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at will change. Dr. Wayne Dyer said that all the time. And it couldn't be more true. It couldn't be more true. I want to thank everybody for joining me here today. I'm sorry about all the little blips getting on the air, but that's just life here in Radio Land. Me and Jay expect that, right? We all expect that every now and then. We gotta just roll with the energy, and things usually work out, right? But thank you everybody for joining me. I appreciate everybody who joined me in the chat room and everybody who's listening out there. You've been listening to the Christina LaFrance Show live right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are definitely changing the way that you listen to the world. I will see you guys back here next week.